Hello foodies and welcome to Food in Review, episode 50. We've reached the big 5-0 and today is Monday, 11th of May. Remember, we can be found every weekday at 2200 hours Central European Time on podcast services around the globe. My name is John, also known as Food Coaching, and unfortunately I'm all alone on our birthday episode. Since the internet let Ingvi down, and without any connection, we can't record a podcast. But I'm pretty sure it will be fixed soon, and Ingvi will be back for tomorrow. So, tonight it's all me, and I know I can talk very fast, and maybe with the content we got over the weekend and today, that isn't necessarily a bad thing. Without further ado, let's get into the content. Tonight we have the team of the season so far, Super League squad. We talk about Ansu Fati, who came out this weekend to SBC. Falcao, of course, who came out today as an objective. Gael Clichy, also an SBC. And two new upgrade SBCs. Also, we introduce today a new weekly item in the form of Weekend League Squads in Review. Send us your team reviews during the weekend. And on Monday, we select top squad reviews and we read them out on the show as long with a shout out. Today's review is by Old Man FIFA on Twitter. It's at oldman_FIFA, dear friend of the show, Mike. Mike sent us a really cool and extensive review about his squad. Our target is to keep those squad reviews within 1 minute, since this isn't a very long show. So I'll see how far we get tonight. For tonight, let's start with Ansu Fati, who came out this weekend. Player moments, Ansu Fati. His record-breaking brace against Levante. For this SBC, which cost in total around 151k, we're talking about an 89-rated left-winger, Ansu Fati. We need the following. It consists out of two SBCs, two minor SBCs. In the first one, you need one minimal player of Barcelona with a squad rating of minimal 85 and 80 team chemistry. So heavy La Liga based, but it's doable. It costs you around 78-80k, something around that, 90 on PC. And it also gives you a player and consumable pack, which is the 15k pack, which makes more sense for me. The second SBC is a called La Liga, and it needs minimum of one La Liga player, an 85 squad rating, and a team chemistry of 75. So basically the same, only you don't need necessarily a Barcelona player. I honestly don't know if there's a pack attached to it because my footpin just broke. But anyways. For 150k, you get a pretty nice looking left winger card on Ansu Fati. 4-star. His medium high, which is a good work rate for a winger. 97 acceleration, 94 sprint speed. The dribbling looks really cool on this card. 99 agility, 99 balance, 90 ball control, and 92 dribbling. With 89 composure, actually. Of course, he has low aggression and low strength. Not quite sure if you need it as left winger. I usually prefer to have a bit more than the 62, which this card had. But his passing and his finishing is really good as well. This is, in my opinion, a very good value SBC from a player that did not even have a card until the winter refresh. Then got a 73 rated silver card. So an upgrade to an 89 is an insane upgrade. I know he's very popular under the Barcelona fans. And with that eye, this card looks really cool. As definitely the chemistry I would recommend. So, if he fits his squad, he's really cool. I've also heard a lot of people saying they might be expecting a Dembele right winger card. I'm pretty sure that card won't come. That they won't give two Barcelona players an SBC in 1 week. But maybe this fills your Barcelona hunger. And I don't think you can really go wrong with it. I have to replace Neymar. He does fit my team, but if I want him, Ansu Fati, I have to replace Neymar. That's never gonna happen. So For me, it's a no-go, but it's a very good value SBC. So that came out this weekend. Today, we have, of course, the whole squad, which I'll dive into later. But I first want to go into the SBCs that came out today. The first SBC that came out today is in the form of Gale Cliché. I hope I did not pronounce it that bad. It says, team of the season so far, Gale Cliché. Didn't make the team itself, but got an SBC. You need only 185 rated squad with 70 team chemistry, which requires one France player. 70k for an 89 rated left back Cliché. I think that is a very decent value. He has a 4-star skills, 4-star weak foot. He's left-footed, medium, which I personally do not like for left back. But he's of course very usable and very easy to link because he's French. 90 pace, 87 acceleration, and 92 sprint speed, which is all decent. All his rhythmic stats are over 82, so that's really good on the left back. He even has 94 positioning, which is sounds a bit weird, but okay. 95 crossing, which is important, with 99 passing and 93 long passing. 99 stamina and 90 sliding tackle. I think if you throw an anchor on this card, you got a really solid defender. You just have to hope the medium works for yourself. I think 70k for an 89 rated player, which is easy to link, and this is a very good value. And if he fits your team and you're not too bothered by the medium, well, you can't really go wrong with this card. I think he's very good. But an anchor might be the good chemistry on. Last player we have today is team of the season, Falcao. And of course, with players, I mean individual players before we go into team. Falcao came out as an objective player. And it doesn't look so bad to do, actually. It consists out of four objectives. For the first one, it's called Super League Scorer. You have to score in three separate squad battle matches on minimal professional difficulties or rivals using Super League players. Oh, that's fair, I think. Then you got Sharpshooter. Score two goals in two separate squad battles matches on minimal world class difficulty or rivals using players with minimal 85 shot. Now, that should not be a problem at the stage we're at. It's the third one is called Colombian Class, where you have to assist the goal in three separate rival matches using Colombian players. Cuadrado for the win here. And Weak Foot Wizardry, where you have to score and assist in four rivals wins using forwards with minimal 4-star weak foot. And although I personally, as you all might know by now, hate the fact that you need wins for objectives, the minimal 4-star weak foot in a year where everyone just picks their strikers mostly based on weak foot seems reasonably fair. Score and assist, well, if you just have all V 4-star, it should be fine as well. Just play in, I think you'll be able to do it. It lasts until Friday, until the new team arrives, so you got plenty of time to do it. I think the Falcao is a 90 rated striker with a 93 acceleration, 90 sprint speed, 4-star weak foot, 3-star skills. That's a bit of a letdown, but further on, it's okay. Medium high, the work rates, all good there. 98 positioning, 94 finishing, 91 volleys, 99 heading accuracy, 99 jumping. This one might actually be able to head a ball from the cross, if that would be a thing this year. But if anyone could do it, it's him. 94 reactions, 93 ball control, 98 composure. I think he has all the right stats. Would prefer, of course, a 5-star weak foot or just one skill move star extra. But it is very reasonable to do. And I might try to do him, even though for the bit of the packs that it has, because it also has a 2-player pack, a gold pack, a small electron pack, and a 1-electron player pack. So reasonable value, of course, hard to link. Don't see many using the team of the season Super League squad myself, but it should. I think it's a very reasonable price and a very reasonable objective to do. course, no prize for objective. That's a thing if you do this show on your own. Then, upgrades. It's time for some upgrades. We got two upgrades tonight. The first one is called the 81 plus double upgrade. It requires exactly 11 rare players. And what it gives you is two rare gold players rated 81 or higher. Cost around 8k. Tickets fair value. I would personally need to stay away of it because there are just way too many 81 plus players. I think you might be better off doing the non-rares one, getting the two rare players. But this one I personally do not like the most, but it's reasonable value. The one I do think is very interesting is the next one. It's called La Liga Upgrade, and it says exchange a squad for a pack with two La Liga gold players rated 82 overall or higher. So I did a quick scan, and because we're recording this, I'm recording this early, I did not do my full research just yet, but I think there's around 60 players rated 82 or higher. From those 16, there are, I think, 15 or 17 teams of seasoned cards as well now. Which means there's a pretty decent opportunity to pack a team of seasoned player from La Liga. We are not alone to notice that, because this SBC already went up to around 20k as we speak. So another good strategy might be just to sell your La Liga gold rares. I'm personally in a bit of a doubt because my whole team is La Liga at this stage of the game. And I might just go all out on it. But if you're listening to this show, let me know if I should or should not do it. But I think this kind of SBC is actually pretty cool. And I like it maybe better than the four golden rares which you got from Premier League one. Because the low rate rails don't do much anyways. But you could cycle more, so maybe it's just different, and I think I like this one. It sounds, of course, 11 rares for 2 gold. It is still a big risk. You could put in 300,000 coins and get nothing in return. But yeah, okay. One of the two, I'll definitely go for the Premier League upgrade one. Then, we're nearing the end of the show. And we have to talk about the new team of the season squad, which comes in the form of the Super League. The Super League is, of course, for not knowing, it's the Turkish League. And it always has some fun players coming from. And I think there are some more interesting cards here than people might realize at first sight. For example, and I will not go into all players tonight. We'll leave Yngwie to it when he's back. But one of the interesting cards I do like is the cult card Ergin. Ergin is a left back. He is 2-star weak foot, so that's a bit off. But 4-star skills, medium high. He's very cheap, around 25-30k at this moment. But he links to the Turkish central defender of the Premier League, which was really cool. And I know many people packed him. He has a killer shot with 92 shot power. He's 91 ball control and 92 dribbling, 90 sprint speed and 88 acceleration. He's got 99 free kick accuracy, 92 crossing, 99 curve, 93 jumping, 92 stamina, 99 aggression. I think you'll need to find a good chemistry on him and need to see if where he can play. But this guy looks like a powerhouse, and if it wasn't for his weak foot, I would definitely recommend just playing him somewhere up, because he does not exactly look like a bad left winger, for example. This guy does look very nice if you are playing a 3-4-1-2 or a 3-5-2 maybe, and put him out wide, because he got the work rates on, he got stamina and got the physical power for it, and he definitely has some shot and assist possibilities. So Ergin is one of the outsiders I saw, and I think look very nice. Going to the other side of the field is Mariano. Mariano, a fullback, of course, 90 rated fullback, 90,000 coins at this moment, medium high, 96 acceleration, 90 sprint speed, with 99 shot power as well, 93 positioning, 96 crossing, 95 curve, 99 stamina, 96 sliding tackles, and 3 star weak foot. Basically, it's the same as Erkin, but just one tad faster, and he's got a better weak foot. But this goes the same. I think this card is really fun to watch. I know there's a big possibility people might back him this week. Would not be harmful because he's French. Of course, he's Brazilian. So easy to link up. I think you can't really go wrong with Mariano. If you have used him, let me know. The Kruse card and the Surlot card. The 91 rated Surlot card, Norwegian striker. And the 92 Kruse card look really fun as well. Cards which I don't think stand out is, of course, Wesley Dunk, Dutch center back, which is, I think, just a tad too slow at this stage of the game. Guillaume looks reasonable, but nothing special. It might be the best card of it, because he links with Mariano as well, but I've had plenty of right wingers. The card which really stood out for me is the Fitzka card. Fitzka has always been fun, but this one is 4-star, 4-star, 98 acceleration, 94 sprint speed, 94 position, 91 finishing, 91 shot power. But here it comes, he's got 99 agility, 99 balance, 94 ball control, 90 dribbling, and 91 composure. Also 94 crossing and 95 short passing with 99 stamina. 4-star, 4-star, medium high. This card is, of course, horrible to link up because of his Bosnia and Herzegovina country. But it is definitely a standard card. And if you pack him in your Reds, this would be maybe even a better sub than Adama, in my opinion. The card which I think is really weird is the Cisse card. So last but not least is Cisse. 78 pace on his main card. Then we dive into his base stat and we see 97 acceleration with 62 sprint speed. Which is what? Really weird. he's got 4-star weak foot though, with 92 agility, 92 positioning, 94 finishing, 94 shot power. Definitely, I could, if you say the Turkish Super League, how would you describe it this year? I would say it's the high dribblers, high agility players. I really like I think you can go with a really cool squad here for fairly cheap players. And if you're starting out, it would not harm you that much to do it. Muslera, the goalkeeper, is just Muslera and nothing special, I think. And Sosa, the central midfielder, looks 92 rated, looks reasonable. He's good at stats. Good at getting stats, so he might be underestimated. He's Argentina, medium, but he's got all kinds of good stats. So Sosa, I'm really curious if anyone plays Sosa, what you all think about him. But I won't be getting him, but maybe, of course, my red picks. So we're going to end the show tonight, all the Weekend League squad in review. Remember, you can send in all your Weekend League squad reviews, and the best one will be read out on Monday's episode along with a little shout out. And before, because we did not post it this weekend, of course, we got the idea from a dear friend of ours, Mike, or Old Man FIFA on Twitter. He actually sent us one already. So we're going to dive into him. We're going to see if we can do that within the next minute. So before we end the show. And maybe that gives you a good indication of what's possible in these kind of reviews. So he first names his team and he gives them all ratings. So he says Team of the Season Alisson got a 7.7. Icon Blanc got 6.5. Inform Virgil van Dijk 7.1. Team of the Season Robbo, that's called Robertson, I think, a 9. Team of the Season Trent Alexander-Arnold, also a 9. Non-Inform Kante got an 8. Team of the Season Kovacic got a 7. Team of the Season Henderson got a 9.7. And here's the absolute standout for him. It's Team of the Week, Bobby Firmino with a 10. Prime Moments Rush with 9.5. And Team of the Season Vardy with an 8.5. And he says the standout performance, other than Bobby and Rush, would be Henderson, Hendo and Robbo. Trent Alexander-Arnold missed 3 or 4 sitters but was good in defending. Henderson won everything in the CDM role, scored a few bangers from the outside, missed a late sitter at the end of a match that should have been taken me to extra time, but it was his only mistake. He finished with 10 goals and 9 assists. He ended with 6 Man of the Match awards. Kovacic is an enigma, disappears all the time, but has 8 assists. Overshadowed by Henderson, never feels like he makes a contribution. He replaced 88 Seedorf and I'm not sure he was better. Packed him as my Premier League team of the season guarantee, so he was free. But if some investments come in big this week, he may be out of the favour with the manager. If not, he'll survive. A strange one. Vardy was all over the place for me. Deployed White on the 4-4-1-1 as well, and a top in the cam roll at times in the 3-5-2. He was a workhorse. Pacey and won plenty of 50-50 balls. He was good no matter where he lined up. Totaled 7 goals and 14 assists. Red team of the season, Salah off the bench was a big help too. He bagged 5 goals and 3 assists and was twice named man of the match. Alisson got the job done and was as good as from the start at half the cost. New team of the week moments. Bobby Firmino packed 34 goals and 14 assists, 9 matches of man of the matches, and he's a hero. Prime moments, Rush with 21 goals and 19 assists and 7 man of the matches. So that's a cool way of reviewing. I could not do it without one minute. But shout out to old man FIFA, which is Mike on Twitter. Send in your reviews. If you want your squad reviews, you can send them in always. We will read them out on your Twitter. We will be coming back to you with advice. But usually there's not much time on the show for that. So if you want to do the weekly squad in the weekend squad in review, send them in during the week. We will pick out the best one or maybe two if there's time or if they're very creative. And we'll get them on the show. Tonight, I'd like to say I really missed Ing V. My voice is almost cracking, so I think it's time for me to drop it. But I did not actually get the tune ready. So if you're doing a show alone, there's something you should do, and that's always keep the tune ready. And that's the biggest problem of them all. Anyways, let me know if you have any podcast feedback. If you like the show, give a thumbs up. Send in your reviews. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Drop it.
F-U-T. 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 In view. F-U-T.